out. We have to send our sins beforehand to judgment. That's our special truth. Our special truth is that we're Laodiceans and that we've been counseled that we're dead in our sins, that our greatest need is for a revival. And Sister White's clear that a revival means a returning to life. So if our greatest need is for a revival, it means that we're spiritually dead. And like we talked about in Sabbath school, one of the biggest deceptions for us here at the end of the world is that for Seventh-day Adventists that have an intellectual understanding of the truth, as most of us have a fair grasp of in this room, it's easy for us to look around at all the other Seventh-day Adventists that should that are illustrated in the study of Ezekiel that are causing the faithful to sigh and cry. It's easy to look at those that are getting ready to bow down to the Sunday law and think that we're okay. But, you know, how do we act in our home with our wives and our children? How do we act with the brethren that we work with? It's in a crisis that character is demonstrated, not developed. We have a great crisis coming with the Sunday law, but we have crises every day. Are we really satisfied that when these crises hit us moment by moment throughout the day that we have the character that will stand the test ahead? I think we are in such a time of deception that we have to begin to really look close and hard about what's going on in our individual experience and not be concerned about the brethren in Adventism that are taking the course of new theology or kingly power. And I'm not suggesting that we don't sigh and cry, but brothers and sisters, that can be a deception. Our time's running out. We have to secure this living testimony, this living experience today. That's our special test for this generation. It's our special test in the sense that we are the ones that have been ordained to clarify the issue of Sabbath and Sunday. That's the special test for the rest of this generation. The people that have their sins blotted out and are the first to receive the latter rain and proclaim the loud cry message, they're not going to intellectually be struggling about the Sabbath-Sunday issue when it hits. They'll be totally settled in their mind. Their test is, are they going to be prepared before that hits? One more in closing. This is from historical sketches of the foreign missions of the Seventh-day Adventists. Joshua is represented as pleading with the angel. Are we engaged in the same work?